Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. It is a program that brings students of all abilities together, working as a team, building trust and a lifelong love of sports and respect for one another. On this episode of the Supercast, we take you to Weber State University, where Jordan School District students hit the court in a Special Olympics Unified Sports statewide basketball tournament. It is a tournament where everyone involved walks away a winner because of their hard work, big hearts, and compassion for one another. Hear what Utah Governor Spencer Cox and First Lady Abby Cox have to say about these amazing athletes. We're here at Weber State at the Unified Sports State Basketball Tournament talking with the Governor and First Lady. Maybe this question answers itself because it's such a great event. You could be a lot of different places today doing a lot of different things. Why be here right now?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a lot of different places, but this is the happiest place on earth right now. It's the happiest place in Utah. It's just incredible to see these student athletes coming together, their coaches and their families. And it's a permanent smile everywhere you go. Yes. Everyone is happy and we love it.
And this has been one of your show-up initiatives right from the start. Why focus on Special Olympics and unified sports?
Well, as a former special education teacher, this is absolutely dear to my heart. It's also something that I experienced as a young person growing up. I had friends with disabilities that I saw in my congregation, in my school, in my community. This is an inclusion revolution, and it's the most joyful, wonderful thing that we can do for our students.
This has been rocket fuel for our inclusion efforts, your support for this program, and it's just moved us forward very quickly. What impact have you seen in your own life and in the lives of those you've encountered as you've been involved in this effort?
Yeah, you know, in my own life, I couldn't do anything more joyful. This, every time I come, my soul is filled up. Every time I'm around my friends with all different abilities, they teach me what love, what belonging really looks like. And the most important thing I've seen in our schools is that not only are we friendly to people that are different or have a different story, but they're becoming friends. Not just friendly. There's a difference. Full inclusion means we're friends, not just friendly.
Yeah, and this is, Abby says this all the time, this is the medicine that our society needs right now. And there's so much division out there, so much hate, and you don't see that here, right? It's changing who we are as people. And these peers, the all-ability peers that both the peers and our students with disabilities playing together, there's a bond that's formed there that is just so powerful. There's a sense of community, a sense of belonging, as Abby mentioned, and everybody's better because of it. We were talking to parents earlier, parents of students with disabilities and those without disabilities that are playing together, and I don't know who was impacted more, which students were impacted more. It was such a positive influence on both of them.
It's true. Anybody who gets close to this program is lifted by it. Tell me, how does this, you're both so positive all the time, and we appreciate that focus. How does this fit into the broader vision that you have for the state, this focus on positivity, connection, and inclusion?
Yeah, well, we talk a lot about how community matters, and we've seen a fraying of community over time, and especially coming out of COVID, right, when we saw that people had to be apart for a period of time, and we are wired for connection. And Utah has always been an example of that. We are what social scientists say, a state with very strong social capital. We lead the nation in volunteerism. We lead the nation in charitable giving. And that's just not like a nice feature. It plays into everything else. One of the reasons we have the best economy in the country is because we have high social capital and high social trust. And those things really matter. Again, economists are starting to realize that we're not just rational individuals, that we have to have community and connection. And that's why Utah is doing so well. We want to foster that. We want to continue continue that. We have a legacy of that, and we want to make sure it gets passed on to other generations, and things like this make a difference.
And I can't think of a better way to accomplish it than events like this.
Yeah, and I would just add that, you know, it has to be intentional. Yes, that's how it's always been in our state, but that's not a guarantee that that's how it will always be. So we are very intentional in making sure that this sense of community, this sense of coming together will always be a part of everything that we do and who we are as a community and as a culture here in the state.
And I love that. You can't take it for granted. You have to take deliberate action to move it forward. Well, thank you very much for taking the time. I can't thank you enough for your support and for helping move us forward.
Thank you, Superintendent.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We're talking now with the Copper Hills High School Unified basketball team coaches, just coming off of a victory against Lone Peak. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Kenan Madsen.
And I'm Jacqueline Shepik.
Tell me about your involvement. How has it been today and last week with the tournament?
Honestly, it's been such an amazing experience. We love inclusion. Copper Hills is so involved in inclusion, and we have like the biggest little student section over there today. We just love seeing our students get the opportunity to shine and for them to be athletes and be recognized, and it's just been such an amazing 2 weeks.
And you hosted last week.
Yes.
The tournament between Canyons and Jordan School District, sponsored by Shields, just a friendly competition.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, that was super, super fun. I actually used to coach for Copper Hills basketball, and this honestly has been more fun than doing that. So for me, it's super fun to be a part of this.
I remember talking with someone after the event who said, I can't believe I've never seen an event where people are cheering for both teams.
Yes.
Right.
So it's double the cheering.
Honestly,
yes.
It's like, it's so cool to see like inclusion and love and like unity across the state for everyone. And it's really awesome to
see. Amazing.
It's good vibes, and we all need good vibes
now. Go Copper Hills.
That's
Yay.
Right.
We'll see you.
That's right. Good vibes all around. Well, thank you for all the time and effort you're putting in to make this opportunity possible.
Yeah.
Anybody who gets involved is lifted by this event.
Yeah, it's super fun. We also just had a student win prom king on Saturday night.
Hey, that's
one
awesome.
Yeah,
he's
so
right
it's...
here. Prom? Yeah,
Alex!
So it was really cool. We found out that our school nominated him. We had no idea. He got nominated.
Yeah.
And he ended up winning by like almost half of the votes. And the kid, you just would have thought he was royalty. He was like cheering and like the whole school was chanting his name.
The whole school went crazy for him. And...
That's fantastic. Alex, tell us about what you won on Saturday night.
Prom king.
Prom king. How does that feel?
That's so awesome.
I hear that everyone was chanting your name.
Yeah. Alex.
How was the dance?
Amazing.
It was amazing. You have another victory today with your basketball game.
Yep.
Is this a good week for you?
Thanks.
Do you love being at Copper Hills?
Yeah.
What do you like about Copper Hills?
I gotta shoot hoops.
Yep, you gotta
What's
shoot hoops.
Heck?
I love it. I love that you're living your best life.
Student Corbin, he's the one who straight up got us here to state today. He got 14 points last game, and today just drained 2 threes. He did awesome.
Corbin, 2 threes.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Good.
And 14 points, is that right? To what do you owe your success? Preparation, determination, courage? What was it?
Just my family, my friends. Success, Miss Sheppa.
Your teacher and your fans and your family cheering you on?
Yeah.
Corbin, you've got energy to spare. You just won the game, and you're still bopping around here. You've got more left in the tank.
Yep.
He's our most energetic student. He's always smiling and happy.
That's awesome. Way to drain those threes. Congratulations on the W.
Thank you.
You've been a great example of inclusion in our district. How have you seen this change people as they get involved?
Like, am I gonna cry? Honestly, it's like been life-changing, not only for myself, but like all of these fans that are here have welcomed my students and have become their true friends. Not fake friends that they just wanna see on the weekends or just in first period, but they truly love them and they work so hard to make our students included. And I have so many of my peer tutors that come back to me saying, Ms. Shepik, because of your class, I'm going to be a special ed teacher. And that's like the greatest compliment to me. But also my students with disabilities, they leave Copper Hills knowing that they have lifelong friends. And to me, that is my number one goal.
Well, thanks for being at the center of this and having that exponential impact.
Yeah,
on
go
students.
Grizzlies. Like, seriously, Copper Hills, inclusion's working, and it's amazing.
It's awesome. Thank you.
Stay with us. When we come back, we hear from Jordan School District employees who are passionate about unified sports and inclusion for all students.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at employment.jordandistrict.org.
Here with Cherie Oliver, the event coordinator for Shields. Cherie, thanks for talking with us.
Of course, I'm so happy to be here.
And you're also a parent in Jordan District.
I am. Yep, I've got two girls in middle school.
Awesome. Tell me about Shields' sponsorship of unified sports.
You know what? It's something that we are just starting, and we are so proud to be at that. We did the golf tournament last year with the unified golf teams, and this year we wanted to be more involved, and so we sponsored Jordan and Canyon school districts, and we just wanted to make this happen so bad. But this is how we could do it.
And you set up a little rivalry contest last week, which was really exciting. And I had a board member who went who just said, now I need to spread the word about unified sports. It was such a cool event.
Oh, it was amazing. I cried. I think everybody there cried. It was just so great to see all the kids, including everyone, and everyone being excited for everyone. It was a competition, but it was a good, healthy competition and something that we are so proud to be a part of and glad that we could be there for.
Well, Shields made a significant financial donation to make that possible, and it's not the first time. So we can't thank you enough for your support.
Yeah, of course. We're happy to do it.
And I know we're going to have a partnership for a long time into the future.
Yes.
So thank you very much for your help in making this possible. I know of no other program that just lifts everybody involved the way that Unified Sports does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're here with Olby talking with her about her involvement in Special Olympics. You've been involved with cheer for a long time.
Yes.
And just tell me about your journey getting involved in Special Olympics and in Unified Sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband and I moved here about 13 years ago. Both my oldest has something called infantile spasms, which is a type of seizure that comes in the form of a sneeze. While we were at primaries, we kind of saw the need of just that involvement and inclusion part, but we also understood the financial part of it. And so one of the things that my husband and I set to do was once we actually owned a gym or had a gym to be able to offer these things, we would. So we opened up our gym about almost 9 years ago, and we have since then offered unified and just special athletes programs in our facility at no cost to the parents. And it's pretty much just based off of donations from either just my husband and I working another part-time job or even the community as well.
It's amazing that you are working a part-time job just so that you can make this possible for other people.
You know, I think it was just the ability to, the excitement you get off of just being able to be a part of something. And also really just the community, the camaraderie that we could do. And as cheerleaders, we have that ability as well, right? We can go to events and we add the excitement and we add the palms, we add everything.
Right.
I think overall it's just one of those situations that you can set yourself up. And part of that, you know, cheer and then leaders is obviously setting that example for the younger generations to obviously be able to see that it's possible.
I think the first time I met you was at South Valley at the annual basketball game.
Yes.
And when I heard about what you'd done with cheerleaders, they just kind of described it as you coming out of nowhere saying, I want to help. How can I be part of things? Tell me about that.
You know, it really has been a community involvement. Overall, I just try to find my way to be able to bring cheer to people. And I couldn't have do it without the support of my husband as well. You know, so I tend not to give him props because he's always kind of behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But he is one of the reasons why I can do it is because, you know, he is my biggest cheerleader. And he always goes, okay, well, if that's what you want to do, go have at it. And but also being able to, with South Valley, when we met, some athletes don't have vehicles to get to and from a location. So I found it that it would be suitable for myself to go into South Valley once a week for an hour to be able to give back in that way and then give them the opportunity to still perform, still be able to be a part of the basketball tournament you get to see, but also just add that camaraderie and excitement and spirit to the school.
And there was a recent event, recent competition and an upcoming competition for Unified Cheer. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we actually are doing, Special Olympics actually does have a Special Olympics cheer program. It runs about April until about end of June. And so aside from that, one of the things that we decided to do with other local high school cheer coaches was come together and have all of us have a unified, all of us have athletes with an intellectual disability that actually can partake but therefore cannot compete at our region and state competitions.
I see.
And so what we decided to do was give them that opportunity and bring them all together. And we had teams driving 2 hours, an hour and a half, you know, just different all over the valley. And we had about anywhere between 70 to 80 kids just wanting to perform with their partners. So it kind of ended up becoming a unified performance at our state competition this year. So that was definitely one of our biggest highlights. And overall, the excitement of just having that camaraderie with everybody.
It just keeps growing. Once you're a part of this, you can't stop. You just want more.
Right, yes. And that's so true. And, you know, our Special Olympics program has also been great at, like, even embracing cheerleading, starting letting us start that program as well. And with our new CEO as well, Scott Weaver, he's been great at just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's see how we can add this. But it adds that excitement. I mean, even today at this event, we're watching cheerleaders from high schools that are not quite unified. However, they are still here being a part of that. And you see the difference and you see the excitement that they bring into the game.
It's that gravitational pull that just keeps adding more and more people to the program.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for bringing cheer literally and figuratively to South Valley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.